This is the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
It's Thursday already. Boy, this work week is speeding by.
Yeah, flying by. Some retail news to start you off with. Just got confirmation that indeed the Jacobs location in Micmac Mall will be one of the stores closing. Jacob announcing yesterday that 92 of their stores across Canada will shut down, and that's bad news for the 1,000 or so people who work in those stores. Ooh, seeing a lot of flack online about the new Yarmouth to Portland, Maine ferry. Now, they have announced the price for this thing.
Yeah, to actually ride on it.
To actually, yes, take the trip from Yarmouth to Portland. This is your basic family of four,
right,
with a vehicle,
mm-hmm,
and a pet, and,
okay,
and a cabin for the overnight trip. They figure the total cost will be $1,600.
Oh, no. That's just way too much.
Unbelievable. $556 for the two adults. You get a $398 fee for your compact car. Then it's $98 for the kennel fee for your pet. You've got the departure fee, the arrival fee, and then an amenities fee. So in U.S. dollars, it's a little over $1,400, and once they calculate it into Canadian dollars, $1,605. And FYI, that exact same ferry package between North Sydney and Newfoundland, a third the price.
Now, how much does it cost to drive there, would you say?
To drive?
Yeah, how many tanks of gas to go all the way around, you know, through...
That's a good question. I'm thinking it's got to be at least 2.5 tanks of gas. I mean, I don't know. It depends on what kind of vehicle, right?
Well, where do you fill up? Fill up in Moncton, probably?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, and then where's your next fill up?
Ooh.
I know people who used to be able to rattle this thing off. What kind of a maritimer are you when you don't know where you have to fill up to get
to
Maine?
Well, you know what? I really haven't driven to Maine all that often, truth be told.
We should take this podcast on the road. You want to drive to Maine?
Let's drive to Maine and do an international. There we go.
I'm the kind of guy that does that, you know.
Mm.
I once decided to drive to Maine, and that turned into Boston, and that turned into New York.
Was that the time that you had the pellet gun in your glove box?
Yes. We don't talk about that.
Because the police don't know?
Yeah. Did not know about that, was in the middle of moving, and that just happened to be, that's so me, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Just Jamie crossing the border with a gun and just going Bonnie and Clyde on your ass. Yeah, no.
You're speaking of gas, just a reminder that today is the gas sale, the Superstore in Sackville, until 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., 5 cents off a liter. Now, don't know if this will impact your decision at all, but gas price predictions looks like they're going to go down 2 to 3 cents a liter when the price is reset at midnight.
Going down.
Mm-hmm.
That's strange.
Second week in a row.
Why? I thought summertime was a time when gas went up.
No, wait for that. That's coming after the May long weekend.
Oh, so it's going down just so they can go up even higher.
Well, gas price experts are saying it was a classic example of the consumer driving the demand this time around.
How did we do that? Let's do it again.
Because prices skyrocketed. Remember, they hit those record highs about 2 weeks ago. And
yeah,
so a lot of drivers put the brakes on purchasing more gas. They left their cars at home. They took the bus, you know, whatever. And the demand dropped. So as soon as that happened, then all the gas reserves, they ended up with a glut of gas in their reserves. So they said, we got to drop the price.
It's the same thing. And I know I've gone on this rant before and I won't go again, but it's like movie theaters.
Yes.
It's the exact same thing. They try to charge as much as they possibly can. Now we're getting cars that don't run on as much gas, and everything is, you know, you get much better gas mileage with cars nowadays. They're working on electrical cars and all of this. Pretty soon, and you're already seeing it, gas stations are closing right and left. Pretty soon we won't have any gas stations. But the last few that are there, they're going to keep jacking that price up because it's supply and demand. So rather than lowering the price in all of these gas stations so that we can all fill up, what they're doing is they're closing gas stations to make more of a demand for each of the stations.
I don't know if that explains why gas stations are closing. I think gas stations are closing is because the owners, they're not making any money. Between the price of gas and the taxes, there is very little profit margin. And if you don't have a store attached to your gas station, the chance of you making any profit at all is slim to none.
But still, Well, no, but what if you lowered the price so that you're making a very narrow profit margin and it's lined up around the block and you are going through gas like nobody's business, selling it right and left. Nobody else is selling it because you are. It's going to drive the price of the other people down, is it not?
Well, I mean, that's the point that I'm making is that...
It's too small of a margin as it is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the profit margin is almost non-existent. You ask any gas station owner, they'll tell you.
Well, yeah, I can tell. You know, all you have to do is go to Alberta or Texas or just look out in the Middle East. The fact is, gas is on the way out and people are just... They're all going bankrupt. These gas people are making no money at all. There's no money in petroleum.
Well, the corporations are making the money, but the little guy that owns the franchise, not so much.
Well, the corporations have to get it to us somehow. So if all the little owners close down, how are they going to get the gas to us?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, I think they do have to do something so that the gas station owners are making money.
And that's my whole thing about, once again, about the theaters. Mm. You get these big companies and they're going, no, we're just going to jack the prices up. No problem. It does. I don't care if Jamie can go and see Spider-Man 2 less than a week after it's released and only have three people in the theater.
Mm.
You know, if they had lowered the price, and this was Cheap Tuesday that I went as well.
Right.
If they had cut the price down to a quarter of that, filled the theater, they would have made a lot more money at the concession stand or whatever.
Well, exactly. And that's where they make their money. Same with the gas stations.
So if they make their money, what the gas stations, no, they don't make their money selling peanuts and stuff.
Yes, they do. The gas stations aren't making their money off of gas. They're making their money off the service bays. They're making their money off the little corner stores that are selling cigarettes for $1 zillion a pack.
Really?
I mean, that's...
Well, then tell me why they wouldn't lower the price so that they're just barely breaking even. And they're bringing in more people than the guy down the street is, because then they can sell more antifreeze and oil and little things like that and smokes and stuff.
But I mean,
just like the theaters, if you fill a theater, think about it. There were three people. We all paid $13 to be in that theater. Three people, me and two extremely loud freaks sitting behind me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy, the comic book store owner on The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Imagine two of them sitting right behind you, and they don't even have the manners to turn to each other when they talk. They're just talking right out. Yeah, Spider-Man in episode 4, in edition 37 in DC Comics. And I'm sitting right in front of them going, oh my God. Anyway.
Why do you torture yourself? Why even bother going to movies?
I digress. Because I'm a romantic. I love movies. And that's the thing. If they had cut the price of those tickets in half, they would have had, say, 100 people in that theater.
Mm.
Now, how many more popcorns? I know those guys both ate a lot, but they're not eating as much as 100 people can eat.
Mm.
So that's what I'm saying. Lower the price. If you're making your money on the concessions, then make your money on the concessions and get people into the theater. If you're running a gas station and you're making your money on smokes, then lower your prices. They're going to be lined up around the street. Can they lower their price? They just can't raise them. They can lower them, though, right?
Well, Wilson's does it. 3 cents off a liter if you pay with cash or debit. The Superstore is doing it today with 5 cents off a liter. This just like for one day only. So
why can't Fred's corner gas station bar do it as well and make the money off of the smokes and the oil and the antifreeze?
Well, because I think Fred's corner gas station will tell you that he's just one guy with one gas pump and just can't afford it, whereas...
So it's the corporations that are running those guys out of business, just like the movie theaters. What were we originally talking about? Sorry about that.
Gas prices. Look for them to go down 2 to 3 cents a liter at midnight.
Okay.
All right.
And quick movie review.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man 2? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Out of five, I give it a... Nah.
If you're into the franchise, you'll enjoy it.
You know, I think, I hate to say this, but I think there was maybe a little bit too much action in it.
Oh, really?
Does that make sense?
Okay.
The 3D was wicked.
Oh, you saw it in 3D?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, of course. You know, you have to see it in 3D,
right.
Something like that. The graphics were great, but it was just, there was just so much going on. It's like when you get on a roller coaster, you have to, between the hills and the spinning around and the loop-de-loops, you got to settle down and get your bearings and then go through another set of it, right? If you just go nonstop from the beginning, after a while, your brain just goes, yeah, And that's kind of what happened. There was just so much going on. They actually, there were times in the movie where they had to slow it down, kind of like The Matrix, where they slow things, the action things down, and it's kind of neat, and the camera moves around, and you get to see them going slow, and then it speeds up again. When you have to do that in order for people just to get a breath and see what's going on, maybe you got a little bit too much action in your movie.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have to cleanse our brains and go see 100 Ways to Die in the West. Isn't that what it's called?
Oh, the new Seth MacFarlane movie.
Yeah, yeah.
From the makers of Ted.
This is going to be good.
Ted was so good.
Hey, listen, after 3 years on hiatus, the Sackville Farm Market is back. It's coming back the long weekend in May on Saturday the 17th at Knox United Church. And it's going to be every Saturday from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., both indoors and outdoors. And they have a website if you're interested in being a vendor.
You know what else is back?
Wow.
Your friend, the floating barge on First Lake.
Ah, yes, indeed. It's Sackawa time again. The barge is back. You see it as you drive past First Lake there. It's got Sackawa on their website. And just basically, it's a floating sign promoting the canoe club.
Hello.
Hi, is this Rob?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Rob, it's Lisa Blackburn and Jamie Patterson calling. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, good. I guess, first of all, what is your official title over there at Sackawa?
Well, I am the head coach of Sackawa Canoe Club, which means that I design and run the summer program. And I also design and run the programs in the fall, winter, and spring.
Now, what kind of program would a canoe club have in the wintertime?
Well, we basically stay on the water in the fall and late fall until we basically can't anymore, until there's ice on the lake. And once there's ice on the lake, we get some pool time for swimming across the lake at the Sackville Sports Stadium. We do some weight training in our own weight room. We run... And we always wanted, we always planned for cross-country skiing, but lately, with the exception of late winter this year, we haven't had the snow last long enough.
Now, it would be the hardcore athletes that would be doing this kind of training in the winter, because I know you guys have a program, too, where some of your paddlers go down to Florida?
Yes, that's right. And it certainly is a lot of the dedication and is involved for such a young children and you know, mid-teens to train all year round. But we have kids from, you know, 12 years old to 19 years old training all year round.
Has Sackawa, do they have a history of sending paddlers to the Olympics?
They have a history of forming athletes that later go to the Olympics. Unfortunately, Sackawa shut down a long time ago, and a lot of their great athletes were forced to go to other canoe clubs and continue their paddling careers then. I guess as a club, it's known for developing really great high-end athletes, but like I said, just when the club shut down years ago, it obviously couldn't form any more athletes, so they were forced to go elsewhere.
You guys are more than just the hardcore. I mean, I see the floating dock on First Lake. You're recruiting for some of your fun paddling adventures for the summer right now.
Yes, that's right. We've had that sign up for a few years now. It creates a lot of attention.
And if folks are interested in your summer camps or any other of the more casual paddling, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, by all means, they can come by the club. I'm there pretty much every day between 4 and 6 in the evening. But they can also go online at sackawa.ca. And there's a click registration, and you can register online. You can also, we also have registration dates, which is our next registration date is May 24th between 10 and 2. And if you happen to miss that day, our next registration is June 21st from 10 till 2. And those are both held at the club. And while you can still register online at in the convenience of your own home, you sort of benefit from registering at the club because you get to meet the board members, the other volunteers. You see I'm there all the time. You'll see me and my other coaching staff. You'll see all my athletes, even though they won't be training during the registration. They're hanging out at the club anyway because Sackawa is home away from home for them, as it is for me. So it's just a big family there for sure.
Now, if somebody has never, ever canoed in their life before, is there a prerequisite? Like, do you have to know how to swim? Do you have to have a certain level, that type of thing, before you can start canoeing?
There's assessments that every kid has to do before joining the program, and that's usually done the first week, but we also offer it the week before the summer program begins, and that's just making sure that the kids are comfortable in the water. I mean, we don't need anyone to be able to swim under a certain time limit. We just want them to be comfortable in the water so that when they do fall in, and they will, when they do fall in, they're comfortable and they don't freak out or anything. We want everyone to be happy and safe. We're not, as much as Olympics would be nice, I mean, during the summer program, we just want to introduce the sport to these kids and see where it goes from there.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today, Rob.
Well, thank you guys very much.
Oh, no worries. Have a great season.
Okay.
And one quick update before we wrap things up for today. The numbers are in for the Bash for BJ. This was the fundraising auction in support of Q104's BJ Burke and his family. Big leagues, yeah. In Dartmouth. Yeah, he continues his fight against leukemia and recovering now from his second bone marrow transplant. Looks like collectively we raised just over $40,000.
Oh, nice.
For BJ, his wife Lydia, and their daughter Tana. So congratulations and a big thank you to everybody who came out for that. It was a fabulous afternoon.
And even better than that news was the news that we got when we were at the Bash for BJ, that BJ seems to be doing better than he has been in a while.
I caught a glimpse of him on a FaceTime conversation on a cell phone. He looks better than he has looked in years. I was so happy to see it. He looks fantastic.
That's terrific news. What's not so terrific is I didn't realize it was a FaceTime conversation.
Oh.
I just thought that Jackie was taking a video of everything.
Yeah.
So you know me. I mean, it goes back to my old days of my home movies. Where if I see somebody doing that, I leap in front of the camera and make a funny face and go, "Hi, Mom, how's it going?" And I photobomb every time the camera came around. But she wasn't videotaping, evidently. That was actually BJ, and she was just showing him the crowd.
The crowd,
and
yes.
So this idiot, Jamie, comes,
sorry
about
that,
BJ.
He knows you. Yeah. He's used to you. And we'll never have to leave Beaver Bank again. This story coming up tomorrow. Beaver Bank is getting its own pub.
Finally. Well, we've had one before, but it hasn't really...
This time, it's for real.
Like, Lisa's got some information, folks, so...
Yeah, it's going to be good.
We'll discuss that tomorrow.
Until then.